Good morning, everyone. Unless you're listening to this in the afternoon, then good afternoon. It is welcome to another episode of What is Real Estate with your host, Nathan Graham, and host Dion Allen from Red Shoe Homes. Hello, Dion.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. I'm enjoying this lovely weather, which is not snowing and not overly raining. So it's always fantastic.
I know we've had quite the rainy season this year, right? Holy moly.
Oh, for sure. Okay.
Yeah. So Canada Day long weekend was really rainy.
What's that? Sorry.
I said the Canada Day weekend was really rainy.
The Monday was really nice though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, we're not releasing this today, but happy Independence Day or July 4th to all of our American friends, because that's when we're recording this, but you'll probably get this on either Friday or Monday. And happy Canada Day from last Monday to all the Canadians that are listening. And if you're in another country, I apologize. I don't know when your birthday is. So, okay. So in an effort of this podcast, what we want to do is I find a lot of times when we talk about lead generation, we don't really get step-by-step processes. So for example, in the brokerage I used to be a part of, we'd go to a training and they'd be like, hey, we're going to talk about open houses. And they would talk about all this success through open houses, some really cool things, but they actually wouldn't show us a step-by-step process on what to do on open houses. And Dion has a fantastic one. And so I'm going to let Dion, I'm going to add her slides to the stage. And then we're going to try to get through all this within a half an hour-ish. So let's talk open houses. All yours, Dion, how to host an amazing open house.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. You know that number one is one of my favorite ways to lead generate. It was the reason why my success was so big in my first year and my second year and so on. So I did put this together because for my team and also because teaching other people, I think it's important that they do get a step-by-step process, because why are you successful at it and someone else isn't? Well, I think it's because there's a really good process to it. It's a great way to lead generate. So anyways, how to host an amazing open house. So why would you even do that? Right, Nathan? I mean, why would you host an open house? Well, attending an open house is a great opportunity for buyers to get to a property and feel it out and understand it without even having to book an individual viewing. Maybe they don't have an agent and want to go see houses and don't want to commit to an agent yet, right? So there's no pressure of them. They can come in, have a look, and it's great. also, you know, with photography and videos that we do, sure, that's all really great, but there's nothing like actually physically walking through a home. And then most importantly, it creates a opportunity of lead generation for us and gives us quite a few touches. So we are there to sell the home, yes, but I mean, realistically, we're also there to meet new people. Yes. You know, if we happen to get one that's going to buy that house, that's amazing, but we are there to grow our database. So,
I want to touch on that too, because we might have some non-real estate agents listening to this podcast and think, oh, well, open houses are just for you to get clients. Well, everything real estate agents do is for us to get clients. That's one way of us maximizing our business. Yet, I don't know if you've noticed over the last year, Dion, it really depends on the kind of market we're in. But the last year, I have found a lot of offers have come from open houses. Not necessarily people without an agent wanting to deal with us. Like an agent, for some reason, have stopped showing homes. And now we're seeing a lot of offers come from people who went and saw the home without their agent.
I think that also has to do with there could be a couple reasons. Maybe their agent is busy doing their own open house and they really wanted to go. That was the only time. Or maybe they're coming from a different area and the agent's just like, you know what? If you're going to be out there, go to the open house. You know, I think you should go to a house. So anybody who is a real estate agent, I do think that you should be in a house. Like if your clients go to an open house, you should still book a showing and go and see it. Cause I don't think we should make offers without seeing a house. And then, you know, and there could be just, you know, maybe they're on a vacation or something and they're there. Right. So, but yeah, quite a few, 100%. There's a lot, I would say a lot of them do, or you get the call from the agent. My client went through your open house and really like it.
And as a quick little tidbit, and maybe I'm jumping ahead because I haven't seen all these slides, so you're surprising me today. But as a tidbit to the realtors out there who have a client that go to the open house, remember, because you didn't actually book a showing, and this is in Ontario anyways, because you didn't actually book a showing, if an offer comes in, you're not going to be notified on that showing.
Right.
If you are sending your clients to open houses and they like one or two or three, make sure you book a showing and cancel it so you get on the list of
shows. Follow up with your clients. Yes. Find out what ones they liked, why they liked them. Call the listing agent and say, look, I had my clients through. Give your clients your business card so that if they are open housing, they can just hand it over to the agent that's there. And they can say, here's my agent's information. I'm here to see this. And by the way, that helps me not waste my time with people that are already under contract to putting them in my database.
Exactly.
But it also gives me an open line of communication to the agent to say, hey, you know, Marcy and James were here today and I want to follow up with you. Can you ask them how they like what their feedback on that house is? Right. So
awesome.
You know, are they interested? Anyways. Okay. So onwards and upwards. So,
and if you see me disappear for a second, Dion, I just have to grab something, but I'm still listening to everything. So,
okay. Okay. I got it. Got it. Okay. So this is a 10-step plan of what it looks like to, you know, work an open house. How do you touch people? How is it a good lead generating opportunity for us? Well, number one, it gives you a bunch of touches with these people. So when you get an open house, you should be door knocking beforehand with like an invite. So that's an easy door knock, by the way. You're not selling them anything. You're not trying to sign them up on anything. You can just go say, hi, I'm Dion Allen and I'm working an open house over beside you on the next street on Saturday and Sunday. Would love for you to come by. And, you know, by the way, I'll have some refreshments there. You know, invite anybody you want, right? Like it's such an easy door knock. Mm-hmm. Cold calling the area or this is funny because cold calling is hard because of the way the world is now. We all have cell phones and stuff like that. So if it's not cold calling, what about setting up an advertisement, mm-hmm. right? On right, doing a social media advertisement or something instead. Follow up with people that open the doors to you. So with our team, if you open the door, Nathan, I'd be like, oh my God, they opened the door. This is so great. I'll track you. Like, make sure you got something with you to track who's opened the door. And I'll be like, oh, Nate, and his name was Nathan. He gave me that name. That's great. I will stop by later on in this thing, and I will bring you even just a little card to say thanks for not slamming the door in my face.
Mm-hmm.
How cute is that, right?
And so, and just super quick for those who don't have a quick script, the script is very easy. Hi, my name is Nathan with blah 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 brokerage. Listen, I'm hosting an open house just down the street, one of your neighbors, and I wanted to invite you over. And hopefully, you can make it, or in case you have friends or family. And then Dion just kind of shakes her head, goes, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." One of those key things, though, is I always follow up. Now, meanwhile, I'm at your door. I'm a realtor, and a lot of times people have questions. Do you have any questions about the market, or is there any way I can support you while I'm here today? Right? And that one little question turns it from an invite, but as well as a potential client as well, to see if you can help support them.
It's that right? Potential conversation and maybe they'll come now because they know you're willing to answer their questions. They might not want to do it right then, right? But they might come to that open house just to say, well, what do you think my house is worth, Nathan?
Exactly. So just that shift, that little script there, that's just the script. Hi, my name is Nathan with blah, blah, brokerage. I'm hosting an open house. I'd love for you to come, blah, blah, blah. You do the invite and then you just follow up and great. Well, while I'm at your door, I'm a seasoned realtor. Do you have any questions I can help answer? Is there any way I can support you in real estate right now?
Perfect.
All right.
I'll always love that you use the word support. I think that's such a key thing. Mm-hmm. So anyways, after you do that, you're going to go and you're going to meet people at the open house. You're going to meet them there. After you meet them, you said it the other day on the last podcast, I'm the same way. I'm going to email you the day of. I'm going to send you a quick email saying, thank you so much for popping by and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Like just, you know, get it out of the way. Let those people know I'm thinking of them already. By the way, most agents don't do this. So we look really good when we're the ones that do that. You can send them a video. Yeah. You can send them a text, whatever, just to say, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, it was a pleasure. And by the way, if you're interested in anything, how I can support you in real estate, mm-hmm. you can just say it then. So go ahead.
No, just quickly. So for those high season D's too, or those people with families, which I now have, who when they're done an open house get busy and they always forget to send that email. If you have a great open house system that as soon as they sign in, go into a database, you can also automate this email. Like we're going to talk about it more. We use KV Core. And once they go into the system, they can be tagged and that email can automatically go out, say within 3 hours or 2 hours of them signing in. And it's a fantastic, good touch that looks personal.
Right. Exactly. So, after the open house, I send out cards, thank you cards. thanks for popping by the open house. In there, if you don't have the money, you don't have to, but in there, I will likely put in a little card of either Tim Hortons buying someone a coffee, $2, right? Or something like that. Or actually, my very first listing, I had a, I had someone come in with their their son and showing the house for me. I thought he was the best little real estate agent. So I actually, after the open house, I, instead of doing a send in the mail, I actually went and got marble slab gift card. I knew he had a little sister, so I made it a little bit more. I did $10 because then the marble slab's a little bit more expensive. And I had their address, so I just knocked on the door and I gave that to them. That was my very first listing.
So awesome.
Isn't that great? It's so cool, right? It. And it was because you connect with people, right? And if you do little things like that, it'll help. So send a card, pop by a card, whichever way. Follow up again after with an email, a phone call, a text. If you've sent these things in the mail, how are you ever going to know if they got it unless they reach out to you? So do that. That's another touch. And again, you can offer your support at that time. Do they want to be added to a mailing list? Do they want to be kept up to date in the neighborhood? Mm-hmm. I also, again, another touch within a week, I will send similar listings to that to those email addresses just to say, hey, seen how we met at this 123 has 3 bedrooms and a 2-car garage in this area. Here are a few more. If you'd like to book a showing, I'd gladly take you. Right.
Awesome.
And then we also obviously add them to our database and set them up with any kind of smart touch plans or anything like where they're going to get holiday cards and your monthly newsletter and all of that. And then obviously we door knock or flyer drop or whatever you want to call it, or cold call, or boost an ad and with it just sold. Cause I know we have things like House Sigma, but it's also still good, like where it gives you the price point, but it's still good to get out there and give it to them too, because it's another touch. It really is to get in front of those people. And 100%, if you open that door for me before, I'm going to be prepared, because I'm going to be like, oh, did you also get my big mouth, thanks for not slamming the door, right? I'm going to have a conversation about that with you.
Yeah.
So lots of touches here, and we can share these slides with anybody who wants them as well. And also, I'm happy to talk to anybody about making their own, because it doesn't have to look exactly like this, right?
And just quickly for everybody who they know, this is actually a full course that we do teach for an hour or two. So we're just doing a quick tidbit here. But again, for all our courses, we will have a section where we can start planning and inviting. So,
right.
Okay, carry on.
This is an example of a card that we would do. And when I first started out, just because this is, if you want to have them printed yourself, you can. But when I first started out, I was a mom of 4, didn't have a job. My husband was the only breadwinner. And I had to use just printer paper. I didn't have the money to spend on cards, but I used printer paper to get people out, right? So so one of the most important things I feel that people, because they're like, well, why are you so good at it? Well, it's not because I just did that. It's also because I always try to create an experience. And Nathan, I know you're the same way as well.
Yeah.
When someone walks in the door.
Before you go into this, because I just want to add one thing, because I love that you're doing this client experience. Remember, to any realtor out there, real estate is an emotional decision backed up by logic. And people will determine whether they want to buy or not buy the house within 10 seconds of entering the home. And after that happens, and it's so funny, Dion, I know you can relate with this. You've done a showing. It's the perfect house. It shows beautifully. And you come in and maybe there's like a weird smell at the door, right? And though that's gone and it dissipates and nothing else is there, people start to nitpick the house like no tomorrow. It's like, oh my goodness, can you believe there's dust on top of the door? Right. And it's like the silliest thing. And then
did you not clean your fans?
Yeah. And then you have another house that like has like this first 10 seconds entry and people, it's amazing. It looks good. But meanwhile, it smells like dogs and the basement's flooding. And they're like, oh my goodness, it's pet friendly. And they have a beautiful indoor waterfall. Right. So I really want people to listen to this, because creating the client experience, 10 seconds is what you have for a client to determine whether they love your house or not. Carry on.
Exactly. Yeah. That's so important. I mean, I think we should even do something about the, like, getting a house listed for, because there's agents that don't do much for their clients. And then there's agents that do like go over and above, right? So maybe that's also another thing we can teach is getting a house ready to list. What
sounds like we're doing a listing section after lead generation.
Right? Sounds good. This is good. So anyway, so creating a client experience. we are in the people business and happen to sell them houses, right? So we want to create that experience, that 10 second when they walk in the door. So turn on all the lights, open up all the window dressings, let the natural light in, right? Everything looks so much brighter and bigger and nicer when then you've got all that beautiful natural light. How many times have you heard from somebody that said, oh, I need natural, oh, there's too dark in here, right? When you enter a house. So same thing with a listing. You've got to make sure it's there. If it's like a really nice day, say it's in the fall and there's a screen door, I say open it up as long as you're not letting out all the air conditioning or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Let people come in freely because people get a little weird and they're like knocking. Is it okay if I come in? And you're like, yes, please come in. And then also ask your sellers to make sure that the temperature of the house is good. There's nothing worse than standing there and somebody comes in and goes, it's freezing mm-hmm. in here when it's the winter time. They're afraid to take their boots off, or it's so hot. People get uncomfortable. It's that smell. It's that, again, creating that client experience.
And sorry, before a part of that too, be very careful with scents. Smell is the number 100%. One trigger for memory that we have. So like you can literally, I don't know if you ever had this either. You walk past someone, you smell a cologne or a perfume, and it like flashes back to like a grade third or when you're a 13-year-old, grade eight dance. I don't think you can go wrong with baking cookies if you really want to go that far. I've seen some people do that, but be very careful with like, I don't even know what the scent things are called, but any sort of like scenty type devices.
Febreze scenty things.
Even cleaners. It makes you think that something's trying to be covered up or something's wrong. So
yeah, there's actually something called a Lamberger, which is not overly scented, and you basically light it and then put it out, and then it helps freshen a room, and you can get a very light scent that just like it'll be mellow if you want it to have a scent, but not everybody needs a scent in their home. But there's also people that are allergic to scents, right?
Right.
Okay. So carrying on really quickly here. So I introduce myself, as the host, and I'm like, you know, hey, hi, I'm Dion. I'm Dion Allen. I'm here to answer all your questions. How are you today? I always ask them what their name is up front to be honest, because when they're walking around the house, I want to be able to say, Nathan, how did you like that bathroom up there? Isn't it fabulous, Nathan? Like, I want to connect with you. I don't want to be just pretending. Now, sometimes I miss their name and I don't get to do that, but I much prefer to have it. Give them a second to walk in, remove their shoes, feel a little comfortable, have some music playing even, set up feature sheets and, do themed, refreshments. We do wine and cheese, but on St. Patrick's Day, do something green, invite people. Canada Day, we just had. You can do Canada Day. You're doing Independence Day. You could do that sort of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Celebrate, make it a celebration. I always say to people, when you're going to come in my open house, you're going to feel like you're being entertained, that you are the host at the end of the day. So, having little things like a flip through binder with recently sold or anything listed in the neighborhood. So this is just an example of kind of that, offering up. I'll tell you what, a lot of people won't take the food. Some will, some won't. But it's okay. It still looks good. And I just bring it home and we eat it for ourselves, right?
we go back two slides real quick, because I want to talk about two different things on this one, because I think this part is really, really important. So one thing that shifted in my open house experience is, number one, remember that you control the environment in the open house, right? They are coming into your domain. And the reason why I say this is I do the same introductions. I make sure to get their name off the hop. I love how you repeat their name. That is like, we do not hear our own names enough. Right, Dion? It's almost weird and comforting when people say it. And one thing, though, I always make sure they sign in right away. And I do want to be very clear, because people ask me, well, what happens if they don't sign in? Then they're not allowed in. Like, honestly, I do not let people in. This is my domain. You're in my area here. And it's my job to protect and show the home. And if you're not even willing to sign in, then I don't think you're the right person for this house.
No, we don't know what you're up to. So I always give them a second to remove their shoes and stuff. And then I actually walk them to the registration forms. Perfect. So, and there's, and I do have it on another slide, but there are a bunch of ways to do this. So you can have the manual paper like we've done. I like the manual paper because I can write notes on them, but there's so many different things, and I'm learning to be more, I guess, tree friendly, because you know, and using all of the tools that are available. Was there something else on this slide though that you wanted?
Yeah, no, because I think we're not really going to talk about scripting past this, right? I don't think. If not, I can spoil it here. Like,
there's a little bit.
Okay. So before, like, as we greet them and as we bring them in too, we've talked a little bit about this. I also try to look for the peacocking item. Everybody for in their life that they wear or have has a peacocking item that they wear. It's something that you want them to point out, whether it's a piece of jewelry, whether it's a kind of sunglasses, whether it's a tattoo. Like, nobody has a visible tattoo and hopes nobody asks them about it. When I teach, I wear not Converse. Converse. That's Converse. Look, I'm so bad at this. Anyways, I wear Converse sneakers. I want to let you know there is not a single human being in the world who wears Converse sneakers who doesn't want you to point out the fact that they wear Converse sneakers, right? So you want to point out the thing that gets highlighted in the peacocking moment. And you can even go as far as, so my wife is Chinese. And whenever someone who's Chinese comes in, I always make the joke. I'm like, listen, do you speak Cantonese or Mandarin? And if they say Cantonese, I'll usually just say, right? Which basically just means I understand a little bit of Cantonese, and it blows them away and it breaks the ice right away. So you find the peacocking item that goes into to create the relationship. If you don't create that relationship, there's no point of even talking real estate, right? If you don't build that
rapport. Exactly. Yeah, and you don't build it. And I would actually, I think there's a good touch on this too, actually, with what you're saying. So you might have an open house that has 10 people through, 10 sets through. Mm-hmm. You may only connect with two or three of those. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. That is all right. Don't worry about it. But when you are connecting with those people, make it memorable. Talk to them, find out why are they moving to this area? Oh, you've got a job transfer. What do you do? Like, you know, dig a little deeper. People will tell you, they want to brag about them buying a house. Are you a first time home buyer? Get out of here. It's so exciting. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many ways about that, you know, to for find sure. out, even if it's not looking at a peacock, but dig a little deeper and ask the questions too. And I tend to do that while they're filling out their forms.
Yeah, exactly.
While they're filling in the forms. Yeah.
And it's so easy getting to know me very a little quickly. Bit. Sorry, it's so easy very quickly too to build value. Like, if you've been on a few home inspections, point out things in the house that they've been on home inspections. So they've now signed in. They now come into my open house. I've greeted, I know their name, they've signed in. And I say, Dion, I want to give you three quick things that everybody asks about the house. Number one, the age is 1977, whatever. That's when it was built. Number two, your approximate square footage is 13 to 1500 square feet, whatever that looks like. Now, I'm going to make a shift. If it's my own open, or if it's not my own open house, if I'm covering someone else's, this is something else I love to say to help me get away with not knowing answers to questions that they think I should know. Oh, and by the way, I'm not the listing agent of this property. It's actually Dion Allen who's the listing agent, which is very good. But if you ask me things like, why is the client moving? I don't know. I've never met them. But the good news is, if you ask me, is it priced appropriately and is it a good house? I can be upfront and honest with you because I do not know the sellers. Right. Yes. So that's something I get out of the way right away to build value out the gate. Right. Perfect. So anyways, just very quickly on that.
Oh, no, it's good. This is, I think, really great.
Yeah.
So tips. So I said have a binder or something there, or you can have your laptop, whatever. It's up to you. Like, it really, like, sometimes I feel people don't want to touch the laptop or whatever. So I have a binder there that has, you know, recent solds, things that are there. But I use plastic sheets so I can just keep moving them in and out, but I can wipe them down just because, you know, like germs and stuff too. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that are funny about that. I always visit houses in the neighborhood that are for sale or also have open houses because, yeah, know your market. Go out there and book a showing and go see it. And then you can say, oh, did you see that house over there? It's so similar, but the smell, oh my God, whatever. Or, have you been to that open house yet? Oh, and they tell you something. You're like, I know this one has a way bigger master. But when you tell them that you've seen the house, they're like, how did you get in that house? Why have you seen it? Is it your listing?
Super quick story with that. I remember having a listing on a street in Bowmanville, and I was getting my haircut 6 months after it sold. And I did this. I previewed all the homes, and my hairdresser was like, oh, I remember that house, but I also remember one across the street. And because I previewed the house across the street, I was able to talk. It was her friend's house, right? So I was talking to her about the friend's house. That actually earned me a client, because she thought I literally just saw every bloody house because I knew what that one house was. So knowing that market is so powerful to people.
Exactly. And you can, a lot of people will say, well, why is that one listed for this and this one's listed for this? Look, if you haven't done your homework, you can't answer that properly.
Right.
Right? You just can't. Write down what you learn about your attendees. Like, keep notes, do stuff. Mm-hmm. You're going to get when I talk about that email or a personal card or phone call, any kind of follow-up, I'm going to know, Nathan, if you've got a dog or a cat or kids or whatever else, and I'm going to touch on that. It's another way of that peacocking thing again. And I'm going to say, it was so wonderful to meet you at the open house. And maybe you didn't have your daughter with you, and you maybe didn't share her thing. I'll just say, I'd love to meet your little girl. She sounds fabulous. Cause maybe you're bragging about her a little bit. And you know what, because it's such a nice, hot, sunny day out, take her for an ice cream on me. And I'll do that little kind of thing. Right. So you can utilize any notes or a dog. Someone's got, people love their dogs, love their dogs. And when people love, like, is this backyard big enough for you, for the dog? Oh yes, totally. That's great. Now I can send them listings with big backyards. I can also look at dog parks that are near, like all of that stuff. I can send them a dog treat in the mail. Like, I can send it in mail. Like, if I have their email or their address, I can drop it by, whatever we want to do. But if you're listening to them, or they have a family of four, is this house big enough for you? These are the notes that you're going to take down. They have a family of four and they're looking at 3-bedroom homes. What if I could find them 4-bedroom homes that would suit them better? You know what I mean? Like that sort of thing. You can become that thing. Now, I know that this is super important. Outdoor open house sign placement. If you're not doing it right, you are missing traffic. High traffic areas, draw a map before you go so you know where you're going to put them down. I also say, if you see an open house sign on a corner, make sure you put yours there too. Like, because now they know there's two open houses in the neighborhood, right?
Okay. So this is what they get. So I brought up Google Maps, and this is exactly what I'll do. Let's say our open house is at this pin, and Simcoe and Roslyn here is a very busy intersection. So first things first, I'm going to put signs either pointing north or pointing east on Simcoe and Roslyn. Okay.
Yeah.
Then here at Laracor and Simcoe, I'm going to put two more signs pointing in.
Yep.
And here on Mary and Roslyn, two signs pointing up. And then I know this, and then this is a corner house. So I'll probably put one on this corner and one on this corner. Right.
Yeah.
Open house signs, I would say you want a minimum. Like, I've gotten away with 6 if it's a very easy traffic area like this, but you want to get about 10 printed, I would eventually say, as a minimum, and put out about a minimum of 10. And make sure you follow your sign bylaws for your area, but that's exactly how we do it. The other thing, when you're on a busy road, like again, Simcoe and Roslyn are very busy, I'm not putting the sign right at the corners. Like, they're not going here. They're going to go back here. Right? Or back here. Because what's going to happen is people are driving up and you want to give them time to make a turn. And I know this happens to be 2 lanes plus a left turn. So if they just see the open house sign at the corner, they may not have time to push over. They may not even bother. Right? But if you put it farther back, and it's not that they might not bother, but it's also creating that 10-second experience. Remember, if you create frustration for them to get to the house, they're walking into your open house with that frustration. Right? So you want to put them farther back.
And you can use balloons on them so they blow in the wind so people can see them, like whatever you want, right? Okay. Next. Oh, you took my slides away.
Yeah. No, and then,
Okay. And then, I just wanted to just jump ahead. Yeah. So one of the other things is as I said, you can use the paper method, but there's also like the open house app. So basically where you can have them, you can have your laptop there, you can fill it out for them, whatever you want. But they can actually, you can just get people to fill things in and it will automatically go into, we use KB Core. So we use this open house app. It automatically goes into KB Core. They get set up on a touch plan. It gets super easy. I don't know if there's other things that are out there. Do you have any other apps that people could use?
Yeah, I'm gonna give me 1 second. Let me pull this up. Okay, so first and foremost, I'm an app guy, so that's one reason why Dion and I get along. I love tech. If you ask her, she knows that. One do I want to show here? I think this.
And I get told what to use by Nathan.
Okay. Well, I use KV Core as well, and so KV Core has an app that puts it right in, and I do love KV Core. Now, one of the programs I used to use prior to have KV Core is this one called Curb Hero, and I would highly, highly recommend this, especially in Canada. So, it's a little bit of messing around, but you can actually have it so it zaps into your database as well through a program called Zapier. So as soon as someone logs in, it gets put right into your database. But the other really cool thing is it has a QR code sign-in. So what I used to do is actually just print a QR code at the front door and then all throughout the house, and people could scan the QR code and sign in. They didn't actually have to come to my table to sign in. Right. Which I thought this was fantastic. And then how did I know? So it would send me a text message when somebody signed in with their info. And the other cool part, because I am not a note person yet, to Dion's point, I don't remember small details. I've known Dion for 13 years and I definitely know her one daughter's name, but the other two I'd have to think really hard on. And it's
I have four daughters, by the way. I have four.
So it's just my brain doesn't work with small details, and heaven forbid I had no idea. Only reason I know her dog's name is it was named after my favorite beer when I drank. So anyways, I can respond to the text message that it sent me that someone signed in, and it'll automatically put in all the notes. Right.
Right.
So I highly, highly recommend if you're with KV Core, use the KV Core. If you're not with KV Core, Curb Hero is just, it is the bee's knees.
Wow.
All right.
See, I didn't even know that. Bottom line is there's a whole bunch of things out there that you can use if you're using different databases, like CRM tools and things like that. But you have to capture these people. So you need to get their information. Don't be afraid to tell them that it's required by the seller. You're entering a home. I tell people this all the time. Listen, you're entering this home. We don't know you, complete strangers. What happens if you were the seller and someone entered your home and something happened? Right? Exactly. We need to contact you. We need to be able to know who came through this house. It can't be just a bunch of strangers, by the way, you know, and if you want to come in and see it, you got to sign it in. Now people, yes, will give you the wrong number and the wrong email addresses and things like that, but you really want to try to build that rapport with them so they feel comfortable and confident. I also tell people, I don't use your information for anything. You may get an email or thank you for popping by the open house. The minute you don't want to hear from me anymore, you just hit no, and that's okay. Yeah. Like, encourage them to sign in with the right items, right? Like, you might get a Tim Hortons gift card from me if you do it. And they'll be like, oh, people love free stuff, right?
To your point as well, I've actually changed my feature sheets around. My feature sheets no longer show all the information on the house. They get a digital version of it. So that one thing has actually increased my proper information and sign-ins. And to your other point, I always make a joke. Like, if Dion came in and signed in, I'm like, okay, Dion, I'm going to get you to sign in. I want to let you know, though, I do keep my harassing emails to a minimum. I actually only email you about 12 times on day one and 15 on day two. And I'll only call you about 12 to 18 times, right? And then I make a joke.
And they're laughing at you, right?
Yeah.
Right. And these are just examples of stuff like we've sold to our clients, awesome. You know, thank you for popping by our open house and chatting with me. It wasn't that bad. Thanks for not hanging up on me. Thanks for not slamming the door in our face, you know, that sort of thing. And that's the question. So if I'm doing that, whatever. Awesome. So I think you can take the slides down. I don't know how to stop sharing.
That's okay.
But so bottom line is there's a lot of opportunity in open houses for lead generation because of all the different touches. And if you're working that open house the way that you like with such a high level, you are going to stand out compared to the people that are working open houses and they're on their phones. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I know many times I have people complain to me and say, oh my God, this is so different. The other person didn't even tell us anything about the house. Like they just let us go in. I'm like, well, then they're not doing their job right.
Yeah.
Right. So, and the point is you're there to attract people to you. Because we're the realtors and we want to meet them and we want new business. So how do we do that? Why sit on your phone and not talk to people? If you're not talking to people, you're in the wrong business.
I think there's something amazing about that too, because there's also a difference. I think sometimes people are afraid to sell to clients, right? Especially as realtors. For some reason, we want to become salespeople, but we're too afraid to sell anything. Yep, we don't have to sell. Like when I think of sell, I think that someone's trying to manipulate you into buying something you don't want to buy. And I would never, ever do that at an open house. Yet, when you talk about all the great things about the property, I just sold a townhome for a great price in a part of Oshawa that if you don't know Oshawa, you don't know if it's a good area or not, right? One of the things that people don't realize, it was steps away from one of the few French immersion schools in the area, right? So that's something that we ought not just highlight in the listing, but everybody came to the open house. I'm like, yeah, so that's Spiel. Okay, Dion, a few things everybody asked about the house. Number one, this is the age of it. Number two, here's the square footage. Oh, by the way, something else people ask about the schools in the area, and we're right by one of the biggest French immersion schools in all of Oshawa, right?
Right.
These are the points that I'm bringing to draw attention to. Now, what happens is, number one, if my sellers have me on camera, which mine do sometimes, they are happy that you're trying to sell the home. When that person comes in, though, they're also happy. Like, they want to know that when you list their house, that you're going to be doing the same thing, right? This open house is them interviewing you without you realizing you're being interviewed. Right. So really keep that in mind.
It is an interesting, that's a great way to put it. Now, I know we're just over our normal time here. And I don't know if you want to touch on this in a different one or not, but how about objections? So I get a lot of objections even from my team members as well.
Let's do them.
That will be like, they're like, well, you know, they signed, they have a client, they have an agent. 12 people through the open house, every one of them said they had an agent.
So just quickly with that
they all do because they don't want you to contact them.
So let's talk about that objection because I think there's a really good takeaway script. I love takeaway scripts, by the way. And I'll explain what that is in a second. And number two, yes, if you don't build proper rapport with them, everybody has an agent. So number one, that whole thing we talked about peacocking, about building rapport from the point they take off their shoes to the point that they sign in, make your jokes, that will actually determine whether people tell you if you have an agent, right? Yeah. Number two, when you start providing value that they did not ask for, but you start providing value. So we go through those three questions, those three things about the house, sorry. And then I might turn around and say, oh, and by the way, Dion, has anybody ever showed you how to check the age of windows and look at the roof or the furnace or something like that? And usually it's like, no. Oh, great. Oh, actually, sorry. Before I do that, I can't step on anybody's toes. So have you currently signed something with another agent? Because if you have, unfortunately, I can't step on their toes. Well, I just offered you a whole bunch of value and now I just took it away if you like, or if you have signed with it, if you're not going to lie, like, I have to be careful of that. And I make it sound like there's dire consequences. Like I can't step on their toes against our rules. So they're more apt to be honest with me. So it's a great takeaway script. So you provide value, but before you give that value, you interrupt yourself and just say, oh, shoot, by the way, I actually have to be really careful. I can't step on anybody else's toes. Have you currently signed an agreement with another realtor?
Yeah.
Right.
And then you'll find that like there's so many people that have not signed something with them. They may be talking to somebody or whatever, but they haven't signed anything. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if you're letting your client come to an open house and you have nothing signed for them, free game, man. Fair game. Like, seriously, why can't I show them my value? Because I'll tell you what, they would have went with my business card. Exactly. They would have had something signed, right? So, you know, I tell my team members, if they say that they have and that they have an agent and they haven't even given you a name, you send them the thank you. You do all of that. And by the way, I've had someone where I sent them a thank you and they didn't say that they had an agent and they did. I've also sent something where they've said they've had an agent and they didn't. And I got them because I sent them a little thank you just to say thank you. Like I'm not selling you anything. I'm just saying thank you. Like, thanks for coming by. It was nice to meet you. We had a great chat.
So this is also a great ending script that goes into the open house that kind of avoids it too. So one of the things that I think to be careful of is too many agents try to figure out this information right at the start because they don't want to waste time. And by doing that, you're going to get lies or inappropriate answers because you don't have the rapport built up. So a great ending script too, by the way. So Dion just came into my open house and we just did the whole walk around. I provided a bunch of value. This is a fantastic closing script. I think I'd say, okay, Dion, is this kind of how you're looking for open houses? You're just kind of going from house to house to house, right? Nobody's really helping you. Yeah. Okay. So the great news is, Dion, every realtor you meet from this point going forward is going to apply for the job of being your realtor. And I'm no different. Now, I do like to operate a little bit differently, though. I do want to take you out once or twice, show you how I see homes, show you what my value is, show you what to look for. And at the end of that interview process, if you want to use me and go with me, great, let's work together. If not, you can ghost me. I don't care. That's completely okay. How does that sound?
That sounds right? Great.
Almost nobody like ever said
you no. Told them they could ghost you. People 100%. Love to know that. Leave and me unread.
Giving away that power is by a big way of taking power. Like giving you permission to never speak to me again makes you want to speak to me more, right?
Yeah, so totally.
I'm giving you free permission. I'm giving you offered free value. I'm not being pushy. So that really breaks in. Is this how you're looking for homes? Great. Every realtor you meet from this point going forward would like to apply for the job. Being your realtor, I'd like to too. So let's go. I work operate a little bit differently. Let's go out once or twice. We'll take you how I see homes. I'll show you a few cool things. At the end of it, great. If you want to work together, let's work together. If not, that's completely okay. You can ghost me. How does that sound? And by the way, your script should be that practice to that point. Like you should be able to recall that script at any time. So
absolutely. Yeah. So yeah. So okay. I mean, this is usually a bigger class, like we said. So I hope it wasn't too much information overload or not enough, because there are things. But you know, we're happy to share anytime.
All right. Awesome. All right. Well, just final thought before I let you guys go. I just want to let you guys know that 10% of all buyers find their house through an open house. That's a pretty massive chunk when we look at all the different ways of lead generation. And open houses serve so many purposes. Number one, you stay in the good books with your sellers. Number two, you potentially sell their house through it, and there's a lot of value you can bring them. Number three, it also has an opportunity for you to interview a whole bunch of people and get potential clients. And number four, it gives you the opportunity to meet a neighborhood. And I love what you talked about with door knocking the neighborhood or hosting a neighborhood event or doing whatever case may be. As a last side note, we used to do a neighborhood draw, which I'll probably get back to, where, hey, thank you so much for putting up with all the extra traffic this weekend. As a thank you, I'm going to give you this question on the back of a card. Email me the answer and you'll get put in for a draw for a movie ticket, right? It's a great way to meet the neighborhood. It's kind of a win-win-win scenario for 2 hours on the weekend or 2 hours on a day, 4 hours on the weekend. So highly recommend.
No, it's terrific.
Yeah.
Well, actually, and right before you, because you just brought that up.
Yeah.
We supposed to do, what was it, 15 hours of lead generation a week is what we said was the average. Yeah. Like two open houses is going to take up like almost that 15 hours if you do it.
Well, right? Yeah, two open houses with the door knocking. I bet you you're about 4 hours. There's about 8 hours. So you're halfway done on Saturday and Sunday of your lead generation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and then do more follow up and door knocking and whatever else. Like, because you can always say when you sell that house, you can now go to the neighborhood over and say, we sold a house in the other neighborhood on the other street that you didn't touch. Like there's so many things, right? So anyways,
for sure.
Thank you for listening, everybody. And thanks, Nathan. Thank you. Always, it's so good to see you all pretty in blue. So thank you very much. And you have a great day.
All right. Have a great day. Chat with you all soon.